What about intrahepatic infusion of chemotherapy? What are some of the challenges there?
It goes from the technical, placing it properly. And on the surface, it's really pretty straightforward in that you have to place the catheter in a position that'll give bilobar perfusion of the liver or complete perfusion of the liver if part of the liver's been removed. And most patients have what we call standard anatomy, kind of anatomy we learned about in the textbook. But there's probably approaching 50%, 40, 50% of patients that don't. The arteries come from different locations, the superior mesenteric artery or the left gastric artery. And those situations are easy to deal with, but the individual needs to be aware, first of all, that they are present, and then how are you going to treat it when they are present? So the technical aspects. The other issue there is the drug has to go completely to the liver. There's a lot of small little branches that come off the hepatic artery. Those cannot remain. Those have to be ligated and divided such that all the drug goes straight to the liver. Early on in this process, I'm talking about the 80s when this was first developed for metastatic disease, this fact wasn't well known, and a lot of patients had high-dose FUDR to the duodenum. And because of that, pretty significant ulcer diathesis occurred.
Interesting.